Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is very, very unique in the history of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us, and the Sfarim tell us, and Nefesh HaChaim is Ma'irav, Moshe Rabbeinu, even after the Chet HaEgel, this was the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had no hefsek. He was always on the Madrega of Na'aseh v'Nishma. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem HaChet. Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was not chaytis with Nei's neshama at all. I don't have time now, but maybe we'll get a chance another time. I've quoted it before. Raya's mefurash is from the Midrashim. The Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was not chaytis with Nei's neshama at all.
He had no yotzahara.
Right. He had a yotzahara like Adam Rishon had a yotzahara. Mibachutz, more ideological yetzahara, but the in Yonei Haguf he didn't have at all.
From birth?
Hmm? Not from birth.
That was Madrega.
There's a pasuk I think in Akev, Eschanan or Akev, very, very famous pasuk. Anyone who's ever been to Bar Mitzvah heard this pasuk. Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Ki'im Le'yira Es Hashem Elokecha, and so on and so forth. And now, Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you already, just to fear Him? So the Gemara asks, Otu Yira Milsa Zotrusahi, it's so easy to fear Hashem. So easy. So we talked about before. I can know that there's a Hashem, and I still have a hard time fearing Hashem. Fearing Hashem is the full depth of the Hashivayis El Avavecha. It's so easy to fear Hashem. So the Gemara in, yes. Legabe Moshe, which many people teach. Well, let's say the Pashim Shah first. Legabe Moshe for Moshe, Mil Sezutra Sahi, it was easy. Why was it easy for Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was not a chatzitza. Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was able to be Margish Ruchnius. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no difference between the human beings he walked with and the malachim he walked with. Moshe Rabbeinu was panim el panim dibur Hashem imay. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem panim el panim. It was 100% apparent to him. It was completely penetrated every aspect of his being. So legabe Moshe, yira is a milsa zutrasahi. Legabe Moshe, yira is nothing. The whole challenge of yira is a lashon of re'iyah, to see. The whole challenge of Yira is to work myself up and to absorb within myself to see that which I can't see. That there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, that I'm in front of a Rabbeinu Shalom. Like the first few Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch. You know, to imagine that you're Yoshev Lefnei Melech Gadol. That's the challenge of Yira. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that challenge. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu didn't live in Olam Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu lived always conscious of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's why he was able to get Nevuah b'chol makim u'b'chol zman, anywhere, any place. Moshe Rabbeinu always was connected to Hashem. So for Moshe, it's easy. So the question is asked, an obvious question. Anybody who has a sensitivity to the way Pesukim are written, who asks the question, so why is Moshe telling Klal Yisrael that it's easy? It's very good that it's easy for you. Why are you telling Klal Yisrael that it's easy? The answer is because legabe Moshe doesn't mean for Moshe. It was like legabe him, like for him. Legabe Moshe means when you're with Moshe. In legabe Moshe, when you're with Moshe, milsa zutrasi. The mashal ma'ador adayma. A person, you have a blind person. You have a blind person, and you tell him go down a step, and he feels out, he puts his foot out, and he feels, and the floor ends over there. And is there a step under there that's going to catch him? He doesn't know. It's a scary thing. He doesn't see it. But if someone's standing next to him and says, you can't see, but I see the step, it's right there. Just put your foot down and you'll hit it. I remember when the first year we were here, so Rav Hillel David came to check out the mikveh. So he had to check the roof of B'nai Shalom, but he didn't want to climb the ladder. So I told him, fine, I'll climb the ladder. So I climbed up the ladder, and I climbed to the roof, and that part was easy. And we tried to describe to him what we saw with the metal, with the grates, with this, with that. And then it came time to come down the ladder. And you had to kind of go on your stomach on the roof, and push yourself off the roof, and land by the ladder. And they tell me, you drop to the right, you drop to the left, and I'm just kind of hoping that when my feet will hit the right, that it'll hit the rungs. So there would be nobody there, just for this, oh, I think there's a ladder here. Look, either I'm hitting a ladder or it's a two-story fall. You wouldn't be able to do it. But with someone there saying, you're right there, just leave go, you're hitting the rung, it was also a little difficult. But that's what makes it easier. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't see Hashem. We don't experience Hashem. Our guf and machaitis. But if you have Moshe Rabbeinu in this room, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I see Hashem. I talk to Hashem. I'm close to Hashem. Then it becomes easier for me to connect to Hashem. In, yes, legabe Moshe, when you're with Moshe, milsa zutrasahi, it's easy. You're as easy when you're with Moshe. And this we find many, many, many times in Chumash, that Moshe was able to be ma'alev, the madrega of Klal Yisrael. By the way, this is the pshat in the Gemara that we mentioned, that Moshe took these ksarim, these crowns of Na'aseh v'Nishma, Moshe took them, because Moshe retained the madrega of Na'aseh v'Nishma. And when it says that Moshe will return them to us, it's because it's Moshe's job to restore this madrega to us. Moshe's our Moshe, we're the blind men, and Moshe's our leader that shows us where to go. Moshe's our connection to Hashem. So in Lagabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasa, he is not just pshat in that pasuk, but it's a very strong hashkafa about the job of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who brings Klal Yisrael close to that madrega of Na'aseh v'Nishma, even after the Chet HaEgel, or before Matan Torah. Rabbi say the Pshat in the Medrash Tanchuma is amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu said, while I'm teaching the Parsha of Shkolim, so they're able to a little bit give up some of their Gashmias, the whole Indian of Machtas HaShekel. While I'm teaching the Parsha of Shkolim, I'm here, Legabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasahi. When I'm here, so then maybe their Machtas HaShekel is meaningful, that they can take their Machtas HaShekel and give it over to the Mizbeach, and it represents that they're giving their Gufim over to Hashem. But what's going to be after I die? What's going to be after I die? There's not going to be any Legabi Moshe anymore. We're not Legabi Moshe anymore. We don't have this role model of someone whose entire guf is completely permeated with Kedusha. That's the Lashon of the Tanchum. It's unbelievable. Ubeparshas Shkolim Omar Moshe Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Parshas Shkolim, Moshe said to Hashem, Misha ani meis ein ani nizkar. When I die, I won't be mentioned, and I need to be mentioned here. Klal Yisrael needs to have this attachment to me. By Parshas Shkolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said an amazing thing. There's an amazing thing, and it makes us shiver the night before Parshas Shkolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, every single year when Klal Yisrael lays Parsha Shkolim, you're there and you're being mashpi on them. It's Legabe Moshe. The Rav Tzadik gets excited about this Tanchuma. He says regularly we lay Parshas Kisisa every year. It's a regular Kriya Satira. Comes the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we lay Parshas Shkolim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is there being Zaykefes Rishayin, lifting us up to our former Madrega, to our former Godless. It's an amazing thing. We're listening to Parshas Shkolim, we're connecting with Moshe Rabbeinu, as I stated in Tanchuma. Ata Zaykef Esreishim, Ki'ilu Ata Zaykef Esreishim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for those few minutes, you're not dead. For those few minutes of Parsha Shkolim. In, Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasahi. When we're with Moshe, it becomes a little easier to become close to Hashem. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is a me'ein, a taste of olam haba. In olam haba, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to return the ksarim to us, it says, the Gemara says. Meaning that we're once again going to reach that unbelievable madrega of Nasa v'nishma. That it's not so hard to penetrate. Even though they made an announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar, a separate announcement in Beis Din, Chazal still wanted that there should be a Kriya of Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos, Dafka. Because the time for Moshe Rabbeinu to be machzer the Ksarim to us is an Olam Haba. And Shabbos is our opportunity to connect with Olam Haba in this world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that you're going to be able to be Zaykef Esraishim, to be able to help them with their Matzah HaShekel every year by Parsha Shkolim, part of the koyach of that is that we lay in Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos. And Shabbos is Me'ein the day where Moshe is actually going to give us back our Ksarim of Nasa and Nishma. So Me'meil, that's the answer to the question that we started with. Why, even though there's announcement during the week, there's an Einyan that we should lay in Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos. Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was told the mitzvah of Shekel, he was matmi, he didn't understand the mitzvah. That part of it, the Chazal, I'm not going to get into now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a matbeya shel esh, a coin of fire, and said, kazeh, like this, that's what they should give. What does fire represent? The Sfarim will say that fire represents a burning heart, cheshek, chemda, ga'aguim.
That's water.
Kind of more than water.
You said it's going from the bowl, or is that?
You're right. Yes, we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying a message over there to Moshe Rabbeinu that the koyach that Klal Yisrael has to be able, through this Machzas HaShekel, to be able to rise above the Kvedus HaGuf, that koyach comes from the cheshek, from the excitement, from the lahava, that has to do with esh, the flame that Klal Yisrael has towards their Avodas Hashem. Zrizos comes from an inner flame, flaming up, an inner excitement. An excitement. That's where Zrizos comes from. Zrizos being the Mida, that's not Kvedus HaGuf, the opposite of Atzlus. It's amazing how this fits together with Zerizos, again with Zerizos. The Mesillas Yesharim says, if you learn the Mesillas Yesharim with Zerizos, you see it again and again, that the ability for Zerizos comes from because I'm excited, I'm running, I'm going. Yorutz avdecha yorutzainecha, I'm running towards you. Rutz and rutzain, right? Running and desire, the same word. Tzvi, a deer, and the Aramaic word tzavi, which means to want. The same word. My cheshek, my fire, what ignites my excitement. Tevir am zoris. There I'm able to be mezgaber on my whole kvedus HaGuf. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe. Matbeah shalesh. That's the koyach the Klal Yisrael has to be mezgaber on the kvedus HaGuf. Zokhtar Tzadik, just an amazing thing. Reb Tzadik says like this. He says that as much as it was important that when Klal Yisrael gave the Machzas HaShekel, they give it with excitement. They give it because they want to be close to Hashem. He says, Bizmanenu, we don't have the Machzas HaShekel. We don't have a Machzas HaShekel, Bizmanenu. he says, if we will listen to Parshas Shkalim and we'll think to ourselves how much we would have wanted to be able to give a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, our cheshek, our fire, tzama l'cha nafshi, tzama nafshi l'elikim, I'm thirsty for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I want to be close to Hashem. He says it's an astounding thing. It says in Chazal that Eliyahu is Lamaili is the Kohen Gadol and he's being makriv karbanis. But those karbanis have to be karbanis of the Tzibur. Where does Eliyahu get the machzas shekels every year to be makriv karbanis in Shemayim? He says through our cheshek, when we learn Parashat Shkalim, that creates the Shkalim. Every year. An amazing thing. But there's another thing here, and it's very, very important for us to bridge together a more, a higher understanding of Parashat Shkalim with the lemaisa of what we have to learn out from Parashat Shkalim. And it's probably a zman mesugal to learn those things. And that's this whole concept of Yadata Hayoim v'Hashiva Yisrael v'Vavecha. And this again, I mentioned this is the entire focus of Sifrei Musar. Sfarim and Sfarim, Ma'amarim, hours, generations. This is Limud HaMusar. To try to take concepts that we know and to let them sink in. And there's various ways of doing that. I don't have time now to go through with Barichos. But there's various ways of doing it. But the first thing we have to realize is that this is what we're supposed to do. Sometimes people want to leave a shir because they keep hearing the same concepts again and again. But that's a siman that they belong in that shir. That is the tachlis over here. Rav Dessler writes somewhere, he says it's a handicap, the seichel. It's a necessary thing and it's a handicap. Because the seichel likes chadashos, it likes chidushin, it likes new things, but that's not what makes us shteig, the new things. What makes us shteig is the constant chazorah of the yesaidus. Of course, if it becomes dry and stale, then it's also you can't shteig from it. So it's a trick that we have to take the yesaidus of emuna, of bitachin, of menuchas hanefesh, of all the different needs that a person needs, and think of new and creative ways of expressing them, of realizing them in the world, of noticing them, of ingraining them in ourselves. And the Eitz Hara has many, many, many different tricks. We also have to have many, many different tricks. But the goal is not to philosophize. That's not the goal. If we philosophize our whole lives, we will not have accomplished our goal. You know, the famous concept that the philosophers used to say Pythagoras said that, you know, he may have created the theories about triangles, but he's not a triangle. That's not true about Lame De Teira. That's a mistake. He thought he was very cool that he said that. But it was an excuse for him to be a behemoth and still have amazing thoughts. It was an excuse to have tremendous insights about the Bria, which he did have tremendous insights about the Bria, and not have them affect him at all, because I'm not a triangle. I'm not what I say, I'm not what I think, I'm not what I learn. That's not what Torah demands. That's a Chilul Hashem, the Mesilas Yesharim says. Torah demands that I am what I say and I am what I learn. I'm one. Kutshabricho v'araisa v'Yisrael chadu. I'm one with the Torah. It becomes me. And this is a lifelong work. A person shouldn't get discouraged or depressed if he tries for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years, or 10 years, and he feels like his heart is still not being makabel what his mind is trying to tell it. It's a lifelong work of 20 years and 30 years and 40 years until we reach a point that our heart has really absorbed the ideals of our minds. And there's different ways of doing it. But without Limud HaMusar, we are lost. It's over. It's not happening. Without Limud HaMusar, without learning Musar, in whatever way, whatever form, whatever Seder is right for each specific person in their own derech, and their own mahalach. and their own personality. But without learning Musar, we could be impressed with the godless of Torah, we could learn all kinds of wonderful things. We will not learn the derech towards our lev. We will not learn how to open up our hearts to what our minds are saying, to get it into our hearts, bilvavcha, to get it into our hearts. We're not going to accomplish that without learning Musar. And one, I'm going to mention one of them, one of the tricks, I mentioned this many times, it's a powerful, powerful tool, and the Alter Rebbe Kelm lived on this. One of the tricks in Limud HaMusar is to experience the concepts that we, to visualize, to experience the concepts that we're learning about in Musar. The Alter writes about a mashal between a person's growth in Avodas Hashem and a person walking out of a dark room. He doesn't write, oh, maybe it's like walking out of a dark room. He says, Bebayis Choshech Yoshavti. I sat in a dark room, and I closed the doors and the lights, and I said, this is Olam Hazeh, it's dark in here. And then I opened the door, and I said, ah, Torah. He experienced it, he ingrained it into himself. What's called by the Baal HaMusar, the Koyach HaTzir. The Koyach of being Metzayer things, of picturing things, of experiencing things. I once told a bachur who was learning in the morning a seder before he ate breakfast that he has to change his seder. He has to eat while he's learning, because I want him to ingrain in himself that learning is gishmak. And if you starve yourself when you're learning, you're ingraining yourself that learning is the opposite of gishmak. It's starvation. I give my kids a nash every time they answer a question right by the Shabbos table. Not because I need them to get 100 on a test, or that they should be able to sign to their Rebbe that they knew their chumash. Because I want them to associate all learning things with mesikas, with sweetness. Everybody knows the minig in Klai Yisrael, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old, that when a child is roi for liman atayra, they wrap him up in a talus and he licks honey off aleph beis. They take a picture of the aleph beis and they put honey on it, and he licks honey off the aleph beis. That's not a cute minig, and it's not a spooky minig. It's pure psychology. We want the kid from his earliest stages to associate aleph beis with gishmak. I read in the Tales Out of Shul by Rabbi Feldman, he writes there about, it's a beautiful book, he writes there when he was a little kid, his father used to sit haraving in a sugya, his father was a rav, and his father would sit at night haraving in a sugya. And he would be sitting and he would watch his father haraving, you know, learning shtark, and every once in a while his father would turn to him and say, oi, this is a zoygishmak, it's so gishmak. His father maybe didn't even realize what he was giving his kid. For the rest of this kid's life, he's going to associate learning with gishmak. And when he was 5 years old and he was playing and he looked up, you know, from the floor and he saw his father learning, his father was like, this is the best. I love this. We have to do this for ourselves. Not all of us have the benefit of the chinuch that he had. And even if we do, we could have been makalko already 5,000 times. We have to constantly, with all the kaychas hatzir that we have, using our imagination and creativity, we have to imagine the concepts of Avodas Hashem. I heard a shmooze from he's a mashgiach there, Mendelssohn? Is it Rebbe? Merkaz?
He's a Rebbe.
From Rav Mendelssohn from America, as I heard last year, a shmuz from before Hanukkah, and he's a very Musardika Yid. So he said, if you want to understand the Ness of Hanukkah, it was a beautiful thing. He said, if you want to, he didn't realize how hard it is to do in America. If you want to understand the Ness of Hanukkah, don't just read about it. Go find an army tank. Find a tank and stand in front of the gun and imagine that you're going to war with the tank and that you win. Imagine that. And suddenly you're like awed as I'm saying it, like I'm shivering. You're awed. Wow. I can't believe it. How'd they win? Oh, right, it was a nest. it's such a fairy tale to us. It's like a science fiction movie. It really happened. Rabin Biyad Mahatim, Tmeyim Biyad Mahatim, it happened. It's a reality. And even when he said that, it made it more of a reality for us. It's a reality. I did in the Musa Shir a few times the description of Rabbi Nuyenis Kafa Kella. I haven't done it in the last few months. But the Rabbi Nuyenis describes how there's such a Gehenna called Kafa Kella, slingshot. So Rabbi Nuyenis describes what that is. And a few people that mentioned to me that just the description, slowly but surely, what it must feel like, Pasha makes you want to not do Averis. I'm going to demonstrate it to you. You'll see what I mean. I could read the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Kafa Kella, read it, and I could chuckle, and I could say it a lot of times, and in a good niggin, and it will affect me this much. But let's talk about it. He says, what it means is like this. A person is really right to go down to Gehenna. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoots him up to Gan Eden. And he goes up and he's going higher and higher. And as he gets closer to Hashem, the Geshmak is more and more and more. And he comes up and he comes to where would have been his Makom in Gan Eden. And he looks around and he sees the greatest pleasures that could possibly exist, that can't even exist in Olam Hazeh. And he sees his Chaverim sitting and just enjoying massive pleasure beyond belief. And the scenery is beautiful, and the smell is beautiful, the food is beautiful, the houses are palaces. It's just incredible. It's just amazing. And imagine, and he's like, this was his chelik in Gan Eden. And suddenly he feels himself starting to sink down. And he's sinking down. He says, what's going on? No, you're too heavy. You have to go down. And he starts sinking down, and he's screaming. He says, I want to stay up here. It's good here. And he starts sinking down, leaving behind the most incredible Olam Haba, the most incredible Gan Eden, all the beauty, leaving behind, going down to putrid smell and discomfort and tsar that doesn't exist in Olam Hazeh. And he was just exposed to the greatest Tana in the world. Can you imagine his charata on every aver that he did? Can you imagine how much? I could have just done it, drop more tshuva. I could have just tried a little. Can you imagine what he would feel like? Could you imagine what he would tell us that we're sitting here and we have the rest of our lives to shape up in front of us today? Could you imagine what he would tell us? That's seer. That's taking concepts that exist, that we know exist, and being mitzayer what it must be like. And it's still we're going to do things wrong. This doesn't happen in a day. It's constant seer. Constant being mitzayir. We're not on the Madrega of Nasa Benishma anymore. Now we're on the Adata Hayoim and the Hashiva Yisrael of Avecha. That whole Avodas Hashem of Hashiva Yisrael of Avecha. But this is what Parsha Shkolim is all about. Parsha Shkolim, which is the Parsha of giving over our Kaychas Aguf to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't do it. Bezmanenu, it's not the proper thing to give over our Kaychas Aguf to the Rabbeinu Shalom by fasting, by starving, by giving ourselves Yisurim. But that's not our Mahalach. Our Mahalach of giving our Guf over to the Rabbeinu Shalom is to help our Guf absorb concepts of Yiddishkeit. To help our Guf absorb that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. We don't know that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. We know it, but we don't know it over here. To learn Sifrei Musar and to be mitzayir it and to taste it and to taste it again and to think of Mishalim and to find Mishalim. Those who have been in Achabura for a while know that we can find Mishalim everywhere. Just look under the table, you'll find a Mashal. There are Mishalim everywhere. In every event, there are Mishalim. In anything that happens, there are Mishalim. You know, I still remember that, and I said it over then, and it still affects me now. I said what I said, but we had the Oneg a couple of weeks ago in the other room. So I spoke about the State of the Union address that the president read over the letter of a 10-year-old girl in front of the whole world, basically, in front of billions of people, basically. And I was just describing the feeling. Can you imagine the feeling of that girl? She mailed a letter to the president. Who says he's going to read it? Not only does he read it, which is like an amazing thing, but he reads it on television in front of the entire world. Can you imagine what she feels like? Rabbi said, and that's what I said then, and I'll say it again now, just again, the Hel Kayach Hatzir helps. We send a letter three times a day to the Melech Machi Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. President Bush is in... is an ant, an insect in this world. We send 3 letters a day. We send up 3 Shemite Esrays a day. We send up to the Rabbi Shalom, and it's not a suffix if he's going to read it and he's not going to read it. He's going to read it, and he's going to affect the world with what we sent him. But just getting up and saying, "Oh, and I daven, Hashem listens to my tefillos," that's hard. We have to learn the creativity of Musar, of bringing a mashal from a regular mundane thing in the world and saying, "Wow, a 10-year-old girl's letter was read by the president." One second, I'm also sending letters to the president. Not just the president, the Melech Malchei Melachim. We have to use the world around us and our experiences and the things that we come across and use them and understand them. You know, it says that people who are young, you know, in the younger side of our life, we're not supposed to think about the Yom HaMisa. It's not appropriate for us to spend time thinking about the Yom HaMisa. It's too depressing for us. It's not time for that. But I always felt that at the time that a person is Baya Levaya, and it's Bifanov, Bimaloy Einov, a dead person, you have to be a stone not to think about the fact that life ends one day. You have to be completely... I still remember my aggravation. A guy told me that he just came back from his grandmother's Levaya, and then he gave me a whole long spiel about his new car. I still remember that. I was like literally nauseous from it. You just came back from someone's Levaya. Don't you realize that there are things more important than cars today? At least for one day? At least for 1 hour? That there are things more important than cars? Use the Kayach HaTzir, it's there for us, use it. I challenge the Elam to find Mishalim in every day-to-day occurrence, in every day-to-day life, in anything you may hear on the radio, in anything that's happening in your own life, to find Mishalim and Tziurim, and to be Kaveyas Darim and Musa. There's no other way to shteik. And if we do that, Mirz Hashem, we have to remember when we listen to Parashat Shkolim this Shabbos, the Kayach of in Lagabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasei, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, is standing there and he's being Meraimim us. So let's try to get Nisraimim together with Moshe Rabbeinu.